Barb and I moved to Pendleton in 1962. I was shoeing horses there at the time. We moved in January, and the horse shoeing in Pendleton in January wasn't real lucrative at that time. Duff and Dick Sevier had a little place there at the Mission Interchange. We called it Wild Horse Gardens. We rode colts down there every night. We had some really good times and had a lot of fun. It was a set of corrals, and we called it the old Doc Glenn place. Just as you turned off to go to Mission from the main highway above Rich's Cafe, it was right there on the left. If I'm not mistaken, Jack Club bought it in the later years. I think Pendleton was going to use that for a sewage facility. Anyway, we had a set of corrals there and rode colts and had some good times pulling tricks on each other, trying to get somebody bucked off. Dick Sevier, he was a character. He had a little sorrel horse he'd got from Pat Hoffer that they made a fallen horse out of for Happy Canyon. They called him Shorty. Randy Sevier rode him, I think, and Robin rode him there at Happy Canyon. We trained this horse to get him to fall. We'd put a rope on his foot and pull him down, and Dick would ride him. I remember one time Dick was practicing laying Shorty down. He'd trot him down between the railroad tracks and our corrals there. One evening it was nice and warm in the spring of the year, and he trotted Shorty down there and pulled on his head to make him fall down. Him and Shorty just laid down. It was so nice he just stayed there. He was just relaxed. A car was coming down the highway, and the driver saw this horse with a guy underneath him, and he threw the brakes on and run over and jumped the fence and come on across there. Dick seen him coming, so he just spurred Shorty, and away he went back to the barn. It embarrassed the heck out of him. Here he was just relaxing with Shorty lying down, and some good citizen thought he was saving his life. We had the pasture leased behind Indian Hills. It belonged to Lynn Timmerman and Bob Mouts at the time. I dislocated a shoulder and had it operated on. We had some cows out there, and we had to get our cows in. Barb saddled my old sorrel horse. We called him Rojo, and she was going to go gather the cows. Some guy was sitting in the bar up there at Indian Hills looking out the window, and she went trotting out there. Well, they'd sprayed that stubble ground about a week before, and they had that white marker paper out there. She went loping along on Rojo, and Rojo seen the marking paper before Barb did, and he snorted and jumped sideways about 20 feet. Barb didn't make the jump. She stayed where the marker paper was. This guy seen her, and he called the state police. State police went down there, though, down through there, and walked clear across that field. Of course, she just got up and came back to the barn, and Rojo just made a little circle and come back to the barn. She got back on him and got the cows in. When we moved here, I'd been working for Bing Crosby on his ranch down there in Northern California. It was the Rising River Ranch near a little town called Burney. It was northeast of Redding. I was training horses there. Bing had some quarter horses that he was showing at the time, and it was a good job at Crosby's, but we decided to move on. We started bringing some mares up to breed to Music Mount is how I got acquainted in the Pendleton area. In the meantime, I got acquainted with Herman Snyder and Paul Rice and some of the old-timers in Pendleton. When we decided to leave Bing's, I talked Barb into moving to Pendleton, and I'd start shoeing horses. After a few years of almost starving to death, we did finally make it. I was on the board of directors of the Mustangers at one time, too. I worked the Pendleton Roundup. Of course, I shod horses for quite a number of years. Then I worked in the arena after that. Cecil Holmes and I started there when Jigs Fisk was livestock director. I think Paul Rice Sr. was arena director at that time. We'd go down at like 5 in the morning and sort the day's stock, all the steers they needed and calves and all that. Then I picked up racehorses and run stock out of the arena during the rodeo. I'd done that for quite a few years. There was an old horseshoer, Hack Bloom, who was the funniest man in the world and the greatest old guy. He really was. He was a character, and he didn't care what he said or where he said it. They used to have a kind of like a football pool deal where you bet on a score. They had one at the hut. Every time he'd buy a new pickup, they'd bet on how long it would take before he'd come in with a dent in that new pickup. For a dollar, you'd pick a date, you know. They'd bet it was going to be a week or 2 days or a month, whatever it was. You'd put your money in a jar, and whoever got the date right won the pool. Usually, it didn't take very long. Hack would be shoeing a horse somewhere, and he'd tie it to his rearview mirror or the door handle, and then a horse would snort or something, and he'd slap it alongside the head, and it'd pull back and pull his door off, or